I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. North Korea is in a good mood these days. The nation is celebrating its first successful test of a submarine-launched missile. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, says that the U.S. mainland is now within striking range of his nuclear weapons. That kind of sounds like a threat. Joel Witt is a former U.S. nuclear negotiator with North Korea. Joel, should we be concerned?
Well, I think the answer is yes and no. No, because despite the success, we're not within striking range of their nuclear weapons. But yes, because this is just one more step in terms of steady progress North Korea is making, building nuclear weapons and building missiles to deliver them.
So are you concerned about what next? If this was successful, then what next?
Yeah, I'm concerned. And I think it should be an ongoing concern for everyone because North Korea has a range of programs that it's looking to develop. And one of the things that's of the biggest concern is that for the past few years, North Korea has displayed an intercontinental ballistic missile in its military parades that really hasn't been tested yet. And if they get that thing working, then it will be able to reach the United States. And that is, of course, serious concern for all of us.
But seriously, North Korea, I mean, can it really have these aggressive ambitions?
It's not that they're going to, once they get it, they're going to attack the United States. But I think once they have these weapons, it certainly reinforces their efforts to, first of all, ensure that their country survives, but secondly, to threaten others in order to secure their own objectives. So it's much more nuanced. It's not as if they're going to attack us right away once they get it, but it clearly changes the equation.
As you know, Kim Jong-un has kind of sold his people a narrative that the U.S. wants to destroy his regime and his country. Is there any truth to that narrative?
There is no truth to the narrative that we want to destroy their country. There probably is some truth to the narrative that the United States has never really accepted the existence of North Korea, and particularly its regime, for obvious reasons, that this is a totalitarian government that commits widespread human rights abuses. So, you know, there is some logic to what they're saying, but certainly not to the extent that we want to destroy their country if we get a chance.
Safe to say, though, the United States would prefer to see one unified Korea that's democratic as opposed to two separate ones.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, if you're a North Korean, that would make you fairly nervous.
Joel Witt, former U.S. negotiator with North Korea, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.